Security at the World Trade Center was managed by the Police Department of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. The Port Authority runs and protects many of the ports, bridges, tunnels, and airports in the region. It had its executive offices and a police station in the World Trade Center. 74 Port Authority employees, including the executive director, were killed when the buildings collapsed. 37 Port Authority police officers died. NPR's Chris Arnold profiles their department post-September 11th.
The Port Authority has police stations at all of the bridges, tunnels, and airports that it runs. This station is just two blocks outside of the Holland Tunnel in Jersey City. Officers based here responded to the World Trade Center attack in 7 minutes, one reason that so many were inside when the Trade Center buildings fell. Officer Andrew Rodriguez.
When we left here, I left with two of my closest friends, Rich Rodriguez and Jim Nelson, and as they were walking ahead of me, I just kept saying to myself, I got to catch up with Rich and Jim, I got to catch up with them. And they were just faster than I was. And it wasn't until that I got separated by, you know, by just circumstances that I realized they were in one car and I was in another. And that's the last time I saw them. I never saw them again.
The Port Authority has roughly 1,200 officers. That's about as big as a decent-sized high school. And Officer Eugene Fasano says everybody knows each other.
I can literally say out of the 37 officers that we lost, I knew personally 35 and knew the other two, you know, in passing. You know, I mean, that's how small we are. It's affected everybody in just all different ways.
Many officers here say they're still having trouble sleeping a month and a half later. One says his anxiety got so bad 2 weeks ago that paramedics had to treat him for chest pains and bring his blood pressure down. Some of the officers have been pouring their energy into working at Ground Zero and at the Fresh Kills landfill on Staten Island. About 30 cranes, dump trucks, and earth movers are at work sorting through rubble from the World Trade Center that's being spread out over more than 100 acres here at the Fresh Kills landfill. Officers are using earth sifting machines, garden rakes, and screens to search for scraps of clothing, bone fragments, and other evidence. Port Authority police officer Larry Mays has been working here long hours. He's exhausted, and he's angry at the people who did this and anyone who supported them.
There's nobody up here preaching like Richard Gere did the other night. There's nobody up here preaching compassion and love thy neighbor and all that crap. I can guarantee you that everybody here would love them to bring them all here and let us do our justice right here on the top of this garbage dump, because that's where these people belong.
Port Authority Police Detective Ronnie Mendenhall trains young officers at the authority's police academy. He's angry too.
I'm mad. I'm still mad.
But as this 55-year-old veteran instructor starts to talk about it, it's clear that at this moment, more than anything, he's just overwhelmed with sadness. A police lieutenant puts his arm around Mendenhall and pulls him close as he talks.
We tried to train them how to defend themselves and protect their lives. We couldn't save them from this. And that hurts. So I don't know if we'll ever get over what they took away from us. They broke our hearts. The hard part is for us that are left behind, you have to ask yourself, why? You know, I mean, some of them are young kids, you know, with babies and wives that are pregnant. And I'm an old guy. You know, I'd trade places with any of them.
The Port Authority Police Department is not as well known as the NYPD or the Fire Department, and some back at the Port Authority Police Headquarters have a sense that there are unsung heroes in their ranks. Officer and firearms instructor David LeClaire barely survived September 11th. He was evacuating people from the subterranean shopping area under World Trade Center Tower 1 when Tower 2 collapsed.
And I'm telling him, come on, let's go, get out quickly, you know? And then all of a sudden began hearing a noise, and it was getting louder and louder and louder and louder and louder. All of a sudden, boom, the place exploded. The whole thing just pancaked into the ground, and then that explosion, I guess, was finding its way through the whole areas underneath and just blowing everything out of its way. Then all of a sudden, I got, by the blast, I got picked up and thrown across a concourse and slammed into a wall.
To hear LeClaire tell it, he managed to grope his way to safety, and that was about it. But Officer Eugene Fasano, who's come into the break room here to grab a snack, makes him tell the whole story.
He was in the rubble and saved a lot of lives. And he's very humble about that. It makes me mad. So, he's a hero. He's a very big hero.
I'm not a hero because I just did what anybody else would have done.
No, you're a hero. Want a piece of banana cream pie?
Hero. A hero.
It turns out LeClaire pulled out his flashlight in the smoky darkness and organized a human chain with other survivors holding each other's shirts. He then led them from the Trade Center by feeling with his hands along the walls in the darkness, first taking them down to a lower level and then out through a subway station.
I thought I was trapped. I thought I was entombed in that area because that's how eerily quiet it got. I didn't hear people, I didn't hear moans until I started talking, and I guess people started them responding. And I said, if you can hear my voice, I got a flashlight, start making your way to me. Because you could not see. It was total blackness. And you couldn't even see with the flashlight. So just to get everybody out, as many people as I have no idea how many I got out. I really couldn't even begin to tell you how many I got out. I just said, everybody grab somebody and let's go. And then we just made our way out, and luckily we made our way out before the tower came down, the second one.
The heroes are the guys who are still down inside there, too.
And the heroes are the ones that saved the lives, too, Dave, and you got people out.
LeClaire says, though, it's hard to feel good about much of anything right now, even about having rescued people that day.
I don't think of it like that. I don't know. I keep thinking about all the guys we lost, all my friends. They were my friends.
Because of the heightened security at airports and 24-hour truck and car checks at bridges and tunnels, all 1,200 Port Authority police officers are currently working 12-hour shifts 6 days a week right now. The department plans to train several hundred more officers in coming months. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.